Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, American Prometheus, The Triumph and Tragedy of J. Well, Robert Oppenheimer, written by Kai Bird and Martin J. Gerwin, is a compelling and meticulously researched biography that unveils the life of one of the most enigmatic and influential figures in the history of science, J. Robert Oppenheimer. As the scientific head of the Manhattan Project, Oppenheimer's leadership was pivotal in the development of the atomic bomb, a weapon of unprecedented destructive power. Yet, his story is one of profound contradictions, a man who sought knowledge yet feared the consequences of its misuse, who reached the pinnacle of his career only to be condemned during the Red Scare. This Pulitzer Prize-winning biography not only explores Oppenheimer's contributions to nuclear physics and the ethical dilemmas of atomic warfare, but also delves into his personal struggles, political affiliations, and the complex facets of his identity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Manhattan Project and Oppenheimer's leadership. The Manhattan Project represents one of the most significant scientific undertakings of the 20th century, leading to the development of the atomic bomb. At the heart of this project was J. Robert Oppenheimer, a theoretical physicist whose leadership and vision were crucial in mobilizing the scientific community towards this singular goal. Despite his inexperience with managing large-scale projects, Oppenheimer's intellectual acumen, charisma, and ability to inspire his peers transformed a diverse and dispersed group of scientists into a cohesive, effective team. This chapter of his life underscores the exceptional organizational skills and the moral quandaries he faced, balancing the pursuit of scientific achievement with the knowledge that their work would lead to unparalleled destruction. Secondly, the ethical dilemmas of atomic warfare. The advent of atomic weapons introduced a new era in military strategy and global power dynamics, along with profound ethical dilemmas. Oppenheimer, dubbed the father of the atomic bomb, found himself at the nexus of these moral quandaries. This section explores how he grappled with the implications of his work, from his initial euphoria at the success of the Trinity test to his later efforts to promote nuclear disarmament and control. It examines the transformation of Oppenheimer's views, highlighting his speeches and advocacy that sought to address the dangers of nuclear proliferation and the necessity of international cooperation to prevent atomic warfare. Thirdly, political affiliations and the Red Scare. In the post-war era, J. Robert Oppenheimer's previous associations with left-wing groups and his vocal stance on nuclear disarmament brought him under intense scrutiny during the Red Scare. This period of his life is characterized by the dramatic shift from being celebrated as a national hero to being denounced as a potential security risk. The loyalty hearings of 1954, instigated by the Atomic Energy Commission, sought to strip him of his security clearance, marking a significant fall from grace. This segment offers a detailed account of the hearings, the political machinations behind them, and their impact on Oppenheimer's career and personal life, illustrating the broader context of McCarthyism and its effect on American society. Fourthly, the legacy of J. Robert Oppenheimer. J. Robert Oppenheimer's legacy is complex and multifaceted, encompassing his contributions to physics, the ethical debate surrounding nuclear weapons, and his symbolic representation of the perils of scientific advancements outpacing moral considerations. This section delves into the posthumous reassessment of Oppenheimer's life and work, considering how his contributions to science and his moral stance on atomic weapons have shaped public and academic discourse. It discusses the establishment of awards and institutions in his honor, the portrayal of his character in literature and film, and the ongoing relevance of his story in debates about scientific responsibility and the governance of emerging technologies. Lastly, Oppenheimer's personal struggles and identity. Beneath his public persona, J. Robert Oppenheimer was a man deeply conflicted by his own identity, beliefs, and the consequences of his work. This section examines his personal life, from his affluent upbringing and education to his relationships and struggles with depression. It highlights how these elements, combined with the weight of his achievements and later vilification, shaped his worldview and decisions. By exploring Oppenheimer's internal conflicts, this part of the book provides insight into the human aspect of scientific discovery and political intrigue, offering a more nuanced understanding of the man behind the myth. In conclusion, American Prometheus, The Triumph and Tragedy of J. Robert Oppenheimer is a seminal biography that should be read by anyone interested in the intersection of science, ethics, and politics. Kai Bird and Martin J. Gerwin offer a deeply nuanced portrait of Oppenheimer, a figure who embodies the promise and peril of scientific advancement. This biography is particularly pertinent for scientists, historians, and policymakers, as it elucidates the complex dynamics of pioneering new technologies, the moral responsibilities of scientists, and the impact of political ideologies on scientific endeavors. Through Oppenheimer's story, readers gain insight into the profound consequences of human ingenuity and the critical importance of ethical deliberation in the face of progress. In an era where technology continues to outpace our moral frameworks, American Prometheus serves as a powerful reminder of the need for thoughtful reflection on the capabilities we pursue and the world we wish to create. If you would like to support Kai Bird, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.